Everybody, hope you have been doing awesome. Hopefully I can put this out tomorrow so that it is still technically November. And that means I've got two podcasts in November, because then look at me go, absolutely staying on track. Not really sure where I'm going with this one, but I just want to give people a bit of an update on everything that has been going on, and also want to touch on a common thing that has been sort of popping up in like DMs or applications to work with me, has been the big topic of not feeling like a hypocrite, and specifically about weight loss, because a lot of people that want to work with me do so because they want to lose weight and they're unhappy. A lot of the people that work with me also have done every diet under the sun, and every time they've focused on losing weight, they've ended up gaining it all back because they focus so hard on losing weight. So now it's created this weird thing of every time I focus on losing weight to doing the thing that I believe is going to make me happy because I'm unhappy at the weight that I am, I've ended up putting the weight back on and ended up being heavier than where I am. So it creates a weird association of, if I do the thing that basically quote unquote fixes me, if it makes me feel better, if it relieves me of this symptom, if I do that thing, I get worse. I become more overweight. I become more unhappy. I become basically the opposite of what I'm trying to achieve. They're the people that I work with. And I know that if you're listening to this, you probably already understand this, probably understand it and live it and have experienced it on a fucking major level. So if you have, I'm sorry that you have not met me or worked with me as of yet. But we're here now, and that's what we can do. One thing I would love to get across is, it's probably going to go a little philosophical, but we don't have to be anything. We don't have to label anything. Particularly with social media, it's almost like everyone is looking for a label of something. I am anti-diet. I am anti-weight loss. I am a weight loss coach. I am a mindset coach. I am anti-mindset gurus. It doesn't matter what it is. If anyone goes like, I am this, why does it have to be one end of the spectrum or the other? I exist in the gray area, which is probably why my marketing fucking sucks. But there's also a good percentage of people out there like you that have found this and gone, holy fuck, that is refreshing. And those are the people that I love working with, because yes, they are all or nothing people, but they understand they want to find the gray area. They want to be in the middle, because every time they've had that label about themselves, one or the other, of no, I don't want to lose weight, and they go and find people that like, oh, I just want to improve my relationship with food. I just want to be this. I just want to be happier internally, which is an amazing goal to have. But then they find people who are anti-diet, anti-intentional weight loss, and then they start feeling a bit better. It's like, yeah, I can intuitively eat now, but I'm still unhappy. Like, yeah, I'm a little bit more confident in my skin, and logically I understand the positive affirmations I have to say, and I can see where life is better and I'm a little bit less stressed and anxious and things, but I still lose my fucking mind when I put that dress on. That would have sounded like a fun sentence coming from my voice. It's like I put my clothes on and I still feel insecure. Before I jump in the shower, I look at myself in the mirror and go, holy fuck, is that really me? Yes, you can be feeling better, but there also has to be a line somewhere of, I do these things to feel better and I also look better, and because I look better, I feel better, but I'm mainly looking better because I feel better. They go hand in hand so perfectly, but if you focus so hard on one thing, you get that thing. And if you are not acknowledging the things that you really want and actioning those, then you will never get them. You will never achieve them. I don't want people to feel hypocritical for doing something that they want to do. I don't want you to feel hypocritical for doing something that you want to do. That is the full stop, end of sentence thing that I want to say just on that. If you want to do something, do it. It doesn't matter what society says or what the label is or what kind of person do I look for on this. I've had clients, like a lot of clients in the past, that go, my friends are telling me that I'm looking better and I'm happier and I must be losing weight. I must be doing something right. And I go, oh yeah, I'm with a coach and I don't know how to explain what you do. Which, if anyone does know how to explain it, please let me know, because I have no fucking idea. I just go, I'll help you feel better. I'm a professional life problem solver. That is about it. I've noticed that I have an extremely good skill set for critical thinking and problem solving, but I don't know how to exactly market that to get people to be like, hey, no, this is weight loss, but it's not really weight loss, but it's mindset, but I'm not going to get you to pray to crystals, but it's also kind of spiritual, but not really. I just need you to feel the things, feel the feelings, but also do the fucking work. That's meeting in the middle somewhere. We're going to do the work. We're going to autopilot it and make it so easy for you. But at the same time, yes, you're going to be feeling amazing because of the things that you're doing, and we want them to go hand in hand. Which is why when people initially come on board, and if they don't start the program off with a massive bang, particularly a lot of people who have done many diets in the past, they go, right, I'm going to start this perfect. It's going to be Monday morning. I'm going to get all my calories. I'm going to meal prep over the weekend. This is going to be amazing. I've just spent thousands of dollars on this program. I am going to do this amazingly. Then we have our first call, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever. And I go, hey, how's it been? They go, I got sick. I'm like, oh, okay, that's no worries. They're like, yeah, I tried to keep tracking. I tried to do stuff, but I was just so sick. I just couldn't do it. I am so sorry. And they feel like they have completely fucked up. They're like, oh my God, I can't even get this right. I can't even start the program properly. And it is wild when I come back to them and say, that's okay. We don't want it to start perfectly. Hell, if it starts good enough, if it starts bad, that is an improvement. Because when we first spoke, you said you were feeling fucking horrible. Bad is better than horrible. That is a step in the right direction. It wasn't perfect, but that's because you've been chasing perfection your entire life, and that's probably why you're so burnt out and tired all the fucking time. Let's not do that anymore. So it's good that it starts off chaotic and messy and ugly. That is what we want, because all I'm really doing is helping you manage the chaos and put it in a structured way that makes sense for you, that ends up working for you. My favorite analogy that I use and came up with I can't even remember where I came up with, I think it was on a podcast, but you'll get to hear it again. And I'm going to do more podcasts as I lead into Christmas, because I am starting to wind down for the year, just throwing that out there. One of my favorite things, analogies that I used for describing my coaching style was this. You and me are in a labyrinth together, but neither of us know how to get to the start. Like, neither of us know how to get to the end, sorry. There is a massive pile of treasure in the middle, and neither of us know how to get there. Which sounds counterintuitive, because you're about to pay me a lot of fucking money to teach you how to get to the center. But that's exactly it. I'm teaching you how to get to the center. I don't know how to get there in the sense of this is the exact path that we take, because everyone's labyrinth is unique to them. I am just here to be your guide through this labyrinth. The thing that you will pay me a lot of money for, and that you will be like, holy fuck, you need to charge more for this, or it was worth every single penny. I know the answers to the riddles at every level, at every turn, at every door. Now, I'm not going to give you the answers to that riddle, because if we get to the door and it goes, one of us is lying, like the left one. You go, oh, okay, sweet, we're breezing through this. Two faces, it's a coin. It's like, oh, fuck, okay. If I keep doing all of that and just breezing through this labyrinth, you get to the center and you go, oh my God, did I really do that? I don't think so. I feel like you just got me there. All right. And then I'm like, okay, cool. We are done. Good luck. I teleport out, go to the next person and help them. And you go, cool, I've got the treasure, but I don't really feel like I earned it or deserve it. And I feel like I just, you know, I lost some weight, but, you know, I went through the labyrinth, but what am I really doing here? Do I really feel accomplished? Do I feel like anything has really changed? Because I feel like I've just cheated the whole way through. If I teach you how to answer those riddles or what the riddles are, and then go, oh, one of us is lying. It's like, okay, which one do you think it is? Well, I don't know. It could be either of them. Okay, are there any questions you feel like you could ask them to help clear this up? Well, I don't really know. It's like, okay, let's think this through. If one is always lying and one is only telling the truth, what kind of questions do you think we could ask, or how could we sort of like trick them? That becomes the troubleshooting that you then adopt to go, oh, I get it. Okay, well, let's ask this question. I can't remember what the fucking question is off the top of my head, but it's asking them the question of, oh my God, it's it's troubleshooting through that riddle. Yes, it's going to take you a little bit longer to get to the center and get to the treasure. But when you know how to answer the riddles, and when you have supplied the answers, if you get absolutely stuck, yes, I'm going to give you the answer and go, okay, it's this. But next time, this is how we get through that. And this is why it's that. Also explaining it if I need to give you the emergency answers. you will get to the center and know how to troubleshoot and do everything by yourself a hell of a lot better when I leave. That is the big thing that I'm doing, because the only really unique selling point that I have for myself is I make myself redundant, and it is an amazing business model. It does also suck in terms of like recurring income, so I feel like I'm always chasing clients, just a little behind the scene business mentality for you. But it's also really fun to be able to speak to someone and help them and watch them put the pieces together, and we get close to ending our coaching together and I go, fuck, you are ready for this. Like, the only thing and the best thing for you right now is for me to step back. Absolute worst case, yeah, you come back to coaching at a severely discounted rate, but we most likely won't need that. And we won't know if we need that until you go and do this by yourself. I'm also not going to be upselling you to be like, yeah, come back to coaching. Please come back to coaching. It's going to be, before we even consider coaching, what's going on? Let's troubleshoot this together. Let's do some messages back and forth, see if that can help you. Okay, cool. We figured it out. On you go. 3 months later, okay, this might need a bit of a call. So let's just jump on for like 30 minutes and see what's going on. If it gets to the point where it's again and again and again and again, it's like, okay, you may need coaching because you need a lot more support than just a few messages here and there. But even the clients that I've worked with on like challenges or resets or small programs, or even simply happy and healthy, where I haven't had heaps of opportunity to speak to them one-on-one through the group coaching calls, I've still messaged them individually and they've said, holy fuck, I'm getting more through messaging here than a year of working with my PT. I'm like, cool, that's exactly what we want. That messaging and that insight and having me in your pocket is going to be really fucking helpful. So I really don't care if it comes during the program. I'd actually expect it to come during the program, or if it comes 2 weeks or 2 years after coaching, because I'm not here to coach you for 6 months. I'm here to coach you to get a better life. There's no real time limit on that. And if you go back to any of these episodes, I probably should have figured this out beforehand, but I didn't know this is where I was going. I do know that it is episode 164 with Steph. That is a graduate client interview. I'm actually going to quickly get these up. That is a graduate client interview. There's also number 108 with Dr. Claire. I fucking love that one. I don't have heaps of things because obviously not a lot of people want to come on the podcast, but number 164 with Steph, 133 with Alex, 132 with Aaron, 60 for Laurel, 39 for Emily. She was a 2 year follow up and she actually made me fucking cry in that one. So if you do want to hear me cry, check out number 39, 36 with Della, and then 28 with Lucy. And I believe 108 with Claire. That's a lot of client interviews. That's one every 10 or 12 episodes that I chuck up of people that are willing to come on the podcast and speak about their experience. And if you want to hear what that is like, then you've got all those ones listed right there. The original point that I started with of, you can tell that I'm off my medication at the moment. The original point that I started with of not feeling like a hypocrite is, during all of that labyrinth talk of what is it like when we work together and me helping you find the riddles and troubleshoot and do all these awesome things, is we need to be able to teach you how to do all of that and replace me so that you can feel amazing. Because losing weight has not been your issue in the past. You're very good at losing weight, but all of the things that you have done in the past have been 100% focused on losing weight. And that is exactly what you got. That is all that you got, because that was 100% of your focus, and you will always get what you focus on. When you start worrying about things going wrong, you'll start to notice a lot of things going wrong. When you start to focus on things going right, you will start to see that a lot of things in your life go right. If you only focus on weight loss or scales or numbers, then you will notice that weight loss and scales and numbers become your life. That's why I go, don't fucking worry about the weight or the numbers or anything like that, because this is just, how do you feel? And if you feel better, then let's keep doing that. Over time, as a benefit or just as a side effect or whatever consequence, but that's in the negative, a benefit just doing this of focusing on feeling good, the weight ends up coming down. But you don't have to go 100% in one direction or the other. You don't have to be anti-diet or all diet. You can just be, like me, some dude who just helps people feel better. That's it. That sounds like I work in a fucking brothel. But, as well, I mean, hey, as long as we're contributing to society, then that is all that matters, Queen. Fucking go get you. That's what we're after. But apart from the sassy voice, I don't want you to feel hypocritical for wanting to put yourself first. That is the base key line thing that I really want to get across here. I don't want you to feel bad for putting yourself first. I don't want you to feel bad for, oh, well, I do want to lose weight, but I've surrounded myself with all of these body positivity people, but now I feel like a hypocrite if I lose weight. You know, I do feel amazing and my life is awesome, but I don't want to lose weight because I've almost like dug myself in too deep that I'm anti-diet. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you want to keep doing that, then awesome. It's not about weight loss. It's not about a number. It's not about anything like that. The real question becomes, what would you like to do to improve your life? That is it. What would you like to do to feel better? What would you like to do to make yourself more happy? Is there anything that we could do or change or improve for you to achieve a more joyful, happier, stress-free, carefree life? If there is an answer for that, then let's do that. Because at the end of the day, we're all here to live an awesome life. That is the golden ticket thing that we are after. How do we become happy and stress-free and like less anxious? How do we just live a happy life? And if you have an answer or an idea or a sense as to what that would be to have a happier life, then do it. Do you really want to let a label hold you back from being happier? Do you really want to let your job title hold you back from being happier? There are so many artificial things that we have just created and done, and yes, they all mean something like CEO or CFO and all these things. I'm going to sound really hypocritical myself here by saying the older I get at fucking 30 years old, but the older I get, the more I am realizing that no one has any fucking idea what they're doing. They've just done, I don't know what I'm doing, for a long time. The amount of people that I'm looking at that are in positions of power and they're 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and I go, how the fuck do you not fall down more often? How do you remember to tie your shoes? Oh, you don't. You've got slippers on because you haven't done anything for yourself your whole life. Okay, that makes sense. But there are a lot of people that I'm like, wow, how do you not try to eat soup with a fork? I feel like you're one of those people that just struggles and go, me no eat soup. But anyway, I have friends that I respect, that I love. I know the shit that they've done. And even sometimes I'm like, wow, how do you make this much money? How do you do this? How are you even capable of doing this? But the thing that I'm noticing is that we expect everyone to have everything all together all at once. And it's like, wow, you are a very well put together person. At the end of the day, no one is well put together. What we do have is a fucking Liam Neeson, very particular set of skills. That is what we have. We have an expertise and a skill set, and we have spent so long honing our craft in one particular way. And that is what we are good at. So when we package that of, this is my skill set, how do I present that? How do I talk about that? What is the real problems going on here? If there is anything that relates to that, we are fucking amazing. If there is anything outside of that, it becomes, I don't really know what's going on, but I've been here for a while and I know how to market my skills. So I'm just going to pretend to be that person for a little bit and just nod and agree. The reason I'm saying all of this is because no one really knows what's going on. We just do what is best for us and we just put together skill sets over time. You don't need to be perfect at what you're doing. You don't need to have a particular title. You don't need to be a particular person. You just need to be yourself. And whatever that means, it doesn't mean that it's a title or a job or an amount of money income that will make you a whole lot of difference, that will change your life and all these things. I just want you to do what makes you feel better, regardless of anyone's expectations, as well as your own, to fit in or be something in particular, because you don't. And if you feel hypocritical for wanting to go do XYZ thing that will improve your life, why do you feel hypocritical? What do you believe right now that is actually holding you back from taking action on the thing that would improve your life? Why are you not doing that thing? Is it because of past experiences? Is it because of society expectations? Is it because you've sort of just dug yourself in with a particular friend group and you don't want to, or even family or friends, to be like, oh, if I tell them I'm losing weight, they'll make me feel like shit. Well, then cool. Leave them out of the equation for a bit and just start taking care of yourself. And when they start noticing it, you just go, oh, yeah, I guess I've really just, I've started meal prepping. I've started having breakfast. I've started doing these things. You don't say, yes, I've been trying to lose weight. Thank God you noticed. It's just, yeah, thanks. I've been taking care of myself and I just feel a hell of a lot happier now. That's about it. So please do not hinder your life for anything outside of yourself, for any label that you think people might be judging you for or shaming you for or saying about you or anything like that, because it's your life. The exact same thing that we're massive supporters of, and that I honestly believe is your body, your choice. Do whatever the fuck that you want. That also means if you want to lose weight, it's your body, it's your choice. Better than that, it's your life, it's your choice. If you want to leave your job and go sell your house and get a fucking tiny home and go live in the woods, it's your life, your choice. You can absolutely do that. I have worked with a lot of clients who have started with me and gone, I'm unhappy. And the more that we started losing weight, the more we started doing the gym, and the more that we started just prepping and becoming happier, we have very quickly realized that they're not unhappy because of how they look. They're unhappy because they're in a job that they fucking hate. They're unhappy because they're in a relationship they don't really enjoy, but they just sort of fell into. And they start communicating these things and putting it out there and going, you know what? I deserve to be happy. I have earned the right to be happy. And it's my life and it's my choice. And yes, our lives and our actions are obviously going to influence and affect other people. But at the end of the day, if you're unhappy, what is it really costing you? That's the ultimate thing that I've really sort of gotten into. There was something on TikTok. This is going a little off track, but there was something on TikTok that was a small video snippet clip of, I'm pretty sure it was Stan Lee. Someone was saying to Stan Lee, it must have been a movie because it was way too fucking edited and scripted for this. But he goes, hey Stan, like, was it really worth, like, did you love her that much? And then Stan Lee turns around and goes, kid, I would give it all up. Seriously, all of it for just one more day with her. And the entire time I was watching that, I was like, oh fuck, that's me and Beth. And then the second thing that hit me was, fuck, sometimes I say, no, I need to do this thing for work that realistically I could have done tomorrow. I've noticed that I start brushing some things off and not spending time with her when I'm like, no, I need to get this thing done for work. And sometimes work does take precedence. But I don't want to be the husband or the father that says, no, I'm busy. And I'm the parent that they don't really want to hang out with because I'm always about work and always thinking about that. I want to be present. That's what really got me to be like, okay, I need to wind down a little bit here. I need to spend more time with Beth and the dogs and eventually, whenever the fuck this happens, family. But it sort of just hit me that I was like, oh man, that was the second thing that, like, it was bang bang of like, oh, that's Beth. Oh my God, I haven't been spending time with her. And we have been spending time, but not quality time. We've been spending whatever time is left. And I don't want to spend what time is left. I want to create more time so that I can spend quality time and basically every second that is not here. Because if I do, knock on wood, all this stuff, if I lose Beth tomorrow, if I lose Levi tomorrow or Lilo tomorrow, there is going to be a thing in me that goes, fuck, I wish I had more time. And in reality, I have the time right now. So I'm going to go do those things. The reason I'm saying that is because you have time. Everyone goes like, oh, maybe it's too late to get out of this relationship or get out of this job or to lose weight or to be happy or to do these things. I have worked with clients that have been 50, 60, 70, and they've gone, maybe it's just a bit too late for me. And they end up, by the time that we finish coaching, they end up being happier. It is never too late to put your happiness first, to focus on being happy, because we don't want to spend the rest of our lives like this and being unhappy and just getting by. And another movie quote is like, and this one is stupid because it comes from Couples Retreat, but and it was scripted and it was all comedy. But this thing is like, Lonnie, You said that you get through things together. You don't want to get through things. You want to spend time together. You want to enjoy life. You want to live together. And that was basically what it was. It was like a couple's therapy thing. But it was like, yeah, you don't want to get through things. You don't want to just do the things to get by. You want to live together. And you want to just live in general. Even if you don't have a partner, you still want to be able to live with family or friends, or even just yourself and just enjoy yourself. If you've been following me for a while, you know that one of my big steps in terms of like me feeling better with myself is when my therapist said, you will know that you're on the path to recovery when you can take yourself to a movie and be okay with it. That was it. And then it was just randomly one day before I met Beth. It was just, you know what? I feel like going to the movie, going to the movies, plural. I can't even remember what movie I saw, but I just remember sitting down and going, fuck, this is actually pretty peaceful. It was just a random day in the middle of the day. I had a day off and I was just like, fuck it. I really want to see this movie. I'm going to go see it. And that was it. Popcorn, sat down. I remember the moment more than anything else that I saw and loved it. So it's never too late to change things, to do things. And I really don't want anyone out there to not do those things or talk themselves into not doing it because of what are other people going to think, or is it hypocritical, or is it this, or is it that? It doesn't matter. You don't have to be 0 or 100. You can be somewhere between 40 and 60. You can be 100 on one day. You can be 0 the next. But as long as you're averaging out to be like, oh, I'm pretty happy and I've found a balance that works for me. Amazing. Take care of yourself first. That is the big picture that we're here. Just be happy. Just do the things that make you happy and bring you joy. Everything else will fall into place. I have worked with clients that have done 2 weeks in a calorie deficit tracking and everything, and then gone back to no tracking and 2 weeks of intuitive eating. They still saw some pretty damn good physical results. They fit into old clothes, which means they're saving money on that front. And they also saved money on not having to buy as much takeaway. They also maintained their weight through the 2 weeks. It also taught them how to do intuitive eating a hell of a lot better. They increased their relationship with food and themselves and their mirror and their body and literally fucking everything, because they just felt that that was going to be best for them. And I agreed and I helped them how to do that. I helped show them how to do that, sorry. So yeah, if you feel hypocritical, what are the beliefs that you have that are making you feel hypocritical? That's really what we're getting at. The other small updates, just to give you, I'm winding down for the year. I go on a Christmas break from the 16th of December and I come back on the 6th of January. Spoiler alert, for those of you that are fancy enough and subscribe to here to listen to podcasts, I suppose I might as well just chuck all the early briefing and everything here, because thank you to everyone that listens to the podcast. On the 6th of January through to, let me grab these dates, on the 6th of January through to the 13th of January, I'm going to be running a pre-sale for my new 6-week reset program. It is basically the 8-week challenge, but there is one-on-one messaging support from the feedback that we got from the people that did the challenge last time. The messaging support and the one-on-one care really fucking helped. And they saw amazing results just from having me or Laura in their corner messaging and keeping them accountable. But because we're moving it to a 6-week reset, A, the price is going to be a bit lower. But B, it means we can spend more concentrated time on all of you that sign up. We are only going to limit it to 30 people, because that means it'll be 15 for me, 15 for Laura. And if we're doing one-on-one support, I think it's going to be very fucking difficult to get to 30 people. We may be potentially possibly open it to like 32 or 33 if the demand is there, maybe even 40. But honestly, trying to message 20 people all at once is a fucking lot of work. And that's why I only do 15 transformation people at any one time, because it's time consuming. But I still want to make this as affordable for people as possible, but also as valuable for people as possible. So we are changing up the structure a little bit. We're revamping it. We're improving it. And we are 100% focusing on this being the reset that you need for 2025, as opposed to the quote unquote challenge, let's do these things. It's just going to be a 6-week reset focusing on mindset, emotions, mental health, and just shifting your perspective on a whole bunch of toxic diet beliefs and all that fun stuff. Basically, a launch pad or kickstart or reset, the first part of one-on-one coaching. That's really what we're trying to give you all. So yeah, that'll be a pre-sale. I haven't got the numbers yet, but I know it'll be cheap as all fuck from the 6th of January through to the 13th. Then from the 13th through to the 20th, it's going to be normal pricing. But the biggest date that you are looking for is the 20th of January. That is when we start. So if you are in and signed up before the 20th of January, you will get one-on-one coaching from myself or Laura, whoever ends up just being your coach. You can get calorie macro tracking if you want to do that. We will improve your relationship with food, yourself, your diet, basically how you move as well. It's going to be fucking amazing. That is all I can really say. And that is going to be cheap as all shit. The other thing that I will be doing from a date in the new year, I'm not exactly sure when, but I will be taking intakes for Simply Happy and Healthy. Because the one thing that I noticed, and particularly with the feedback that I have gotten and am getting, is that it feels a bit disjointed when people are in the coaching calls and they're at different points of the program, being like week one and then week three, and someone's at like week seven, for example. Because it's like we're going back and revisiting, and it sort of just feels like it's all over the place. The initial intake that I ran for 10 weeks for Simply Happy and Healthy, because it is a 10-week program, is everyone was at the same point, roughly. You know, some people weren't. Some people were doing it absolutely every week as soon as it came out, and some people were a little behind, but it then gave them the insight to be like, oh, okay, this is where we're going. I'm going to be turning Simply Happy Healthy back to a 10-week program, but you get lifetime access to the modules. There is only going to be group coaching calls during the 10-week thing, which means I can uber focus for those 10 weeks on the people that are in. You get lifetime access to the modules, which I'm still improving and adding things in. And I feel like that is going to be a hell of a lot better for people to join and jump in. I will be limiting that to 20 people maximum. I just noticed that my voice was going really high at the end of sentences, and I fucking hate when I do that. So yeah, Simply Happy Healthy will be going to a 20 people maximum, at least for this first one that I'll run, 10-week program. I'm pretty sure it's going to be starting basically the day after we finish the challenge, because it'll be roughly the same call times. And yeah, I'll again run a wait list, run a pre-sale, but then normal pricing for the week before we start, and then go from there. Other than that, I hope you have all been amazing. I hope this podcast helped in some particular way. And yeah, if you have particular topics or questions or anything that you want me to run over, feel free to let me know. And oh my God, feel free to let me know. And and I will get those answered for you. I know there is one particular topic that I'm going to be answering probably next week. And that is going to be, how the fuck do you manage Christmas? How do you manage the holidays? That is going to be something that always pops off every single year. And I'm going to be doing that again for this year, with new topics, new things that are happening, and it's going to be super damn beneficial for you. So make sure that you are following. If you really enjoyed this one, feel free to share it to your Instagram stories or just leave some sort of comments. If you haven't rated this podcast as of yet, please go and do that. Yeah. Only leave 5 stars, please. We're not homeless. We're not fucking all these things. We are 5 stars, okay? I really should just pause the podcast when I take a drink, but no, you get to join me on hydration station time. So yeah, hope you all have an amazing time. That is it for this one. Don't feel like a hypocrite for doing all the things that you want to do. If it's going to improve your life, then jump in and just fucking do it. If it's money, you can always figure out money. You can find ways to make it financially fit your bills or finances or lifestyle. And the good thing is, most people end up saving money by doing the program in the long run anyway. So it does become that investment of, oh, I'm saving more money now. If you multiply the savings that you'll get from doing this program over a year, over 2 years, from having the skills that you'll keep forever, you end up making money off this program. So hope you're all doing amazing. If you need me for anything, message me. If you have comments or questions or things that you want answered on this podcast, just DM me on Instagram. Oh, that was the other thing. I have changed my name. I'm still Travis. But on Instagram, TikTok, I am not at the Fitness Genie anymore. I am now _ Travis Murrells. MURRELLS. And I was like, oh, maybe I should just do Trav Murrells. And I'm like, no, people aren't going to fucking struggle to spell Trav or Travis. They're going to struggle to spell my last name. So So like, oh, maybe I just go like Travis M or Travis M Coach or Travis Murr. I was like, I'm getting way too off topic here, but so you can all learn to spell my name, MURRELLS. That's where we are. All my content is going to be the same, probably a little bit more chaotic, but I'm really trying not to overthink things, and I really just want to get out the information that is there. I'll make it better over time, but for right now, thank you for jumping in. Like, subscribe, do all those fucking things. I don't know what they are, but I hope you are happy, healthy, and doing all the things that you do to enjoy your life. I will see you in the next one when we start talking about Christmas.